now. Sheffield United are victorious by 2-0. And a good night's work, Nigel Clough.
Yeah, good solid performance again, professional performance. And Mark Howard's been rarely troubled, which, considering the two first-choice centre-halves at the moment were out, is especially pleasing.
We'll come on to that in a second. The triangle, if you like, on the left-hand side, Harris, Murphy, and until he was subbed, McNulty. I mean, that's worked wonders. They've had the freedom of that side of the pitch tonight.
Yeah, it's where we put a lot of emphasis for our attacking play on Jamie Murphy, and he didn't disappoint again tonight, and Bob Harris feeding him. And then Stefan Skugel as well. He was magnificent tonight before he came off.
Perhaps I was more aware of it because we were talking about it yesterday, but that relentlessness and trying all the way through, it was there tonight, wasn't it? That's perhaps nearer the mark for you.
It was. We weren't sparkling at times, probably didn't play as well as we did against Leighton Orient, but we did more professional tonight, restricted them to very few opportunities, and we kept our concentration right till the end.
This might seem like the daftest question ever, but your Your decision to start McNulty tonight, I mean, apart from the obvious, I mean, what prompted that? What convinced you that it was right now to throw him in tonight?
Jose was carrying a knock. And
right, so he might not have done.
No, if Jose had been fully fit, then he would have probably started. But I didn't think Mark played particularly well, especially in the first 10 or 15 minutes. Then he gets his poacher's goal again, and that's what he's in the team for. But I think he's got to do more in his all-round game again.
Such as what? What does he need to improve upon right now?
He should have caused the Centaurs more problems. Two big lads, he should have run the channels more. Once we're trying to get the ball wide, it opens up an awful lot of space around the sides of the centre-halves, and he didn't go into it enough tonight.
There were a couple of moments of concern defensively today, but general all-round, Basham and Maguire stood up to the test tonight.
They did. They had some big lads, and we're aware of a threat at set plays. But I thought Chris Basham especially led the defensive line superbly. He was getting us out. He competed for every single ball. And I've just seen Jamie Murphy and little Lewis Reed going up for man of the match. Chris Basham must have been extremely close.
Obviously, he played tonight because you've had a few injuries as well, Reed. But, you know, I think, well, I don't know, the last time I saw him was in pre-season spraying balls around. Well, he's doing it in the league now.
Yep, much better second half. A bit quiet first half. But sometimes we forget he's only 17 and we expect him to come back in after a few games out, and it's like a light switch, would be brilliant. So he took a bit of time to get into the game, but second half, excellent.
When you have somebody, okay, yeah, he's young, but can distribute the ball like that, it's a big asset, isn't it?
It is. That's why he's not going to play every week. So I think this season's going to be about gaining experience for him here and there, you know, when we can put him in. But he doesn't disappoint us. He's going to be a good talent in the future.
So, defensive issues then. McCarthy, I suppose, the first one. Where was he tonight?
He just got a few knocks from Saturday. Hamstring, calf, groin, everything. He's played 3 games in a couple of weeks. And when you haven't played too much, it's just caught up with him. It did tonight with a couple. Jam didn't look as though he had a run in at times compared to what he's been. And that's why we have, you know, 3 or 4 wide options. Flinney comes on and completes the job.
Jay McEverley was a maybe for tonight and obviously didn't play because of his shoulder. Could he be back for the weekend?
Yeah, they've both got a chance for the weekend. We'll see how they are towards the end of the week. But they're not far away. That's why we didn't want to risk them tonight. As important to the game as tonight was, we didn't want to risk them being out then for 2 or 3 weeks.
I know it seems like an injury list at the moment, but Wallace too has obviously suffered recently. What about him?
He's not far away. We're hoping. Depends the next 48 hours or so with them. They could all be available for the weekend. They could all be out again. We're not sure.
Between now and the next time we see you, that loan signing, could that be apparent?
Yeah, we've made an inquiry for the particular player and negotiations are ongoing. It's not particularly close at the moment. I think we're a little bit apart on wages and things, so we'll keep trying.
Is that a player? What is he? A young kid at a Premier League club?
No.
A Championship player?
He's not a young
I'm fishing.
Kid yeah, no, he's not a young kid at a Premier League club, I can tell you that.
So you're after a bit of experience then?
A little bit more experience, yes.
Right, okay. I suppose I have to ask if you have your defensive issues, could Collins come back into the picture maybe?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't see any problems with who we played tonight back there. So McCarthy and McEverley aren't far away, so he'll keep training and we'll see. You know, Andy Butler's back from Walsall as well, so we'll see how we go.
Right, is it just about looking at him now, seeing where he is?
Yeah, we've already had an inquiry for taking him on loan again today.
Oh, have you?
Within, you know, 24 hours of coming back, so we'll explore that in the next couple of days.
Right, so that's something you're considering potentially?
Yeah, well, it's nice when you've got Terry Kennedy's back on the bench tonight. He's playing for the under-21s. He'll hopefully get 90 minutes in tomorrow. Craig Olcott can play centre-half. You see how accomplished Chris Basham is, so we're not too bad there.